all really unsure, and it's sort of a controversial topic to go smoke-free.
As Skagway voters consider a no-smoking ordinance, how are other Southeast towns feeling about their smoking bans? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Skagway residents have a few more months to consider whether or not they want to keep smoking inside public places. Earlier this year, 126 residents petitioned to take back an assembly-approved ordinance that was poised to end indoor smoking, pushing it to a vote among residents in August. Meanwhile, a few miles down the canal, Haines residents have about a year and a half of no indoor smoking under their belts. They voted in late 2009 to pass the Clean Indoor Air Ordinance. And according to new survey results, they're glad they did it. A study sponsored by Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH Clinic, determined that 79.7% of Haines residents feel that it's important to have a smoke-free environment inside workplaces. That includes restaurants, bars, and clubs. Let's compare that to only 55% of Haines voters who said yes to the ordinance back in 2009. But before the ordinance passed, a similar survey by SEARCH told that 70% of people were in support of outlawing cigarettes in public locations.
Now, that time, it looked like people were really supportive. And then we wanted to do a follow-up to see, okay, 6 months later, how are people feeling?
Andrea Thomas works in health promotion with the clinic's tobacco program. She explains the 9% increase in general approval did not really surprise her department.
Because I think community members really struggle at first for change and to doing things different, and they're afraid it's going to hurt business. And what we were hoping that they would feel after 6 months is that, wow, you know, not only didn't hurt business, but also it actually helped things out a little bit more.
More than a year after the ordinance hit Haines, when the survey people were asking their questions, 28% said there are some problems with the enforcement of the smoke-free law. 43% did not think there were enforcement problems, while 29% were neutral. In the survey results, 17.6% of residents responded say they did not think it was important to have a smoke-free workplace. That's 0.2% away from the percentage of respondents who were smokers, by the way. And 2.6 were neutral on the subject of smoke-free workplaces.
People are really unsure, and it's sort of a controversial topic to go smoke-free because people are afraid that they're infringing on other people's rights.
Thomas tells a story she called unfortunate, in which Sitka was trying to add bars and clubs to their existing smoke-free ordinance after the fact, a job she says is really hard to do. So she personally did some research.
I happened to call Saltcutter, just as a citizen from Sitka, and asked, how are things going? And he basically said, you know, we thought it was going to be a whole lot worse, and actually it's fine.
But that is not what some Skagway bars think will happen if their town goes non-smoking. Michelle Carlson was one of the residents behind the petition that stalled the ordinance the assembly already approved unanimously. She spoke to KHNS when the ordinance was suspended in April.
The way the ordinance is written, it basically we can't have buildings. We can't have employees go in even when they're not working. I understand the health issues for the employees, and I actually was for the ordinance, but I just felt that it needed more work.
Among the critics of the no-smoking rule in Haines, the top three issues named were people smoking too close to buildings and smoke coming inside, police and business owners not enforcing the law, and believing the policy is a violation of smokers' rights.
First of all, the majority of people don't smoke. So who you hear from most in situations like this is a minority of people that tend to be smokers, but not always, because this or business owners, and a very small but vocal opposition.
The respondents to the survey were mostly non-smokers. 45% say they have never smoked cigarettes, 37% were former smokers, and 17.4% were current smokers.
Overall in Alaska, 19% of the population smoke.
The survey also reported that 73.5% of Haines found it more enjoyable to visit restaurants, bars, and clubs after the new law went into effect in January of last year. That means 12.1% found it was less enjoyable to go out now that people can't smoke inside. 78.1% found it nice to go home after a night out without smelling like smoke. But Thomas is convinced that move that Haines voters made has a much bigger effect than just keeping clothes smelling fresher.
In fact, about 70% of smokers want to quit. And so when you create an environment that makes smoking a little bit harder, it's a benefit to smokers.
Anchorage-based researchers conducted the phone survey of 319 adults in Hainesboro in late August of last year. It tries to assess opinions and attitudes concerning the adopted smoke-free workplace law. It was sponsored by Search, a tribal health consortium that serves the Panhandle. They've also been longtime advocates of the no-smoking law. Skagway voters go to the polls August 25th to decide whether or not they want to outlaw smoking inside of public places, including bars and clubs. As far as smoking goes, Haines' past and Skagway's possible future doesn't sound all that different from a story just south of us. 7 months ago, Petersburg voters passed an ordinance banning smoking in all public places, including bars, restaurants, clubs, and workplaces. Despite initial concerns about the impact on business, community members seemed to be happy with the change. Esme Joyce headed downtown to record people's reactions to the ban.
Most people call the ordinance a smoking ban, but for some residents, like Fran Jones, its official name, the Smoke-Free Air Act, is more fitting.
I just avoided places where there was smoke before, but now I can go anywhere without worrying about, you know, breathing in the smoke. Ketchikan hasn't done that yet, and going to Ketchikan, it's, you know, I just avoid bars or anything, because after a while, I just can't breathe.
Jones expressed concern about the impact on businesses, but Darcy Caples, co-owner of the Harbor Bar, says she hasn't had fewer customers since the ban went into effect. In fact, she says, she may even have more. A smoker who identified himself only as Anthony countered Caples, saying he probably goes to the bar less, especially in the colder months. However, he expressed his support for the ordinance.
It's probably a good thing. As far as the business owners go, they don't seem to mind or think that it cuts down on the business. And as far as people's health is concerned, it's probably a good thing, too. Maybe they smoke less, including myself.
Amy Peeler, owner of Inga's Galley, says some people ignore the ordinance, even though she's posted signs.
I know that a lot of the businesses here are frustrated with that. Like, smokers need somewhere to be able to smoke, obviously, too. Maybe a designated area or something that would work for everybody.
Under the ordinance, businesses are allowed to construct a separate smoking room, but none have done so. Police Chief Jim Agner says there have been no reported violations of the ordinance and no citations issued. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.
Farmers markets begin in the Northern Panhandle this weekend. Skagway and Haines plan to hold open-air markets throughout the summer, selling locally produced products. But that's not the end of it, says Leslie Evenden, organizer of the Haines Farmers Market, which begins this Saturday.
We usually have a kids' activity and live music. It's a lot of fun. The people who come always seem to enjoy themselves.
About 100 or so people are expected to pack into Payson's Pavilion on market Saturdays to peruse the Haines-made chocolate, mobiles, crafts, baked goods, art, jewelry, and, yes, produce.
No, there definitely will be vegetables and seeds and some possible starts that people have left that they haven't planted in the ground. Probably some rhubarb. I know there'll be a lot of prepared food that'll be delicious also.
The farmers markets in Skagway and the Chilkat Valley are just a small part of a much bigger food revolution. The Journal of the Science of Food and Agriculture published research that says fresh produce can lose the majority of its vitamins within 7 days of harvest. Some fresh vegetables, it reads, such as spinach and green beans, lose up to 75% of their vitamin C within a week of harvest, even when refrigerated at the right temperature. Statewide, Alaska-grown products are about to hit grocery store shelves. The Department of Natural Resources reported that farmers indicate that growing conditions have been perfect, and the first Alaska-grown leaf lettuces will be available by the end of June. At the same time, Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation is working to facilitate sale of local food in Alaska by exempting certain activities from the Alaska Food Code. A newly proposed regulation will allow the processing, packaging, and sale of low-risk foods to be sold directly to the consumer from the person who made the food, as long as the total sale of the food are less than $25,000 in a year. Low-risk foods are breads, cookies, cakes, pies, nuts, granola, dried herbs, spices, tea leaves, and confections because they're unlikely to allow harmful bacteria to grow. This weekend's farmers markets in Haines and Skagway are early in the growing season, but not too early.
Local products is the most important thing. If you've grown it or made it here, then you're welcome to sell it. and we get a lot of people who have really creative ideas, and it's just a fun way for them to sell their wares without having to have a store and maybe not having enough to sell at a store.
Haines' first farmer's market of the season is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, at the pavilion located at the fairgrounds, Dalton City, off the Haines Highway. They'll continue 2 weeks later with some Wednesday markets planned this year. Skagway's first farmer's market of the season is also on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on State Street between 5th and 6th, right near the fire department. The group plans to hold 4 or 5 throughout the summer. It's a busy Saturday around towns with not only the farmers markets, but the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay, the annual Fisherman's Barbecue at the fairgrounds, the end of the Sheldon Museum 6-week spotlight, and the following day's annual pancake breakfast from Haines People for Peace. The yearly fundraiser takes place at the Haines Senior Center on Sunday, June 19th, also Father's Day, from 8 a.m. to noon. All-you-can-eat pancakes are $8 with discounts for families. The feed raises money for a project that partners the Haines School with an orphanage in Kenya, and money for the Chilkat Valley Peace Prize, which awards top student essays every fall. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.